Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to BLT, Business, Life, Transitions, the show that explores all the latest trends in your business, life, and our favorite topic, transitions. Hosted by Brian Basilico, the Director of Direction with B2B Interactive Marketing, and Jan Marino, CEO of High Gain Companies, Inc. And now it's time for some insightful conversation and interviews with your hosts, Brian and Jan.
Good morning and happy Memorial Day, Jan. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. The same to you. Thank you. How's your holiday going?
It's going well. It's been, busy parties and hot dogs and hamburgers and all that fun stuff. So how about you?
It's been very quiet. We worked in the yard and then it started to rain and the heavens have opened up. And so it has been raining ever since. So, but before the show, you and I always chat because we call in early. And we were talking about transitions, which is one of the topics that we cover in the show. And I asked you what your greatest transition was or is. And you said it's happening right now, which I thought would be good to share that with the audience. So what is your transition that you're going through right now?
Well, the transition, just like any other business, and whether you're a small business or an individual working in a company, is you've got to constantly, look at the task at hand and see, what's necessary. So the biggest transition that I'm going through and still working through is going from somebody who just provides services to somebody who teaches and coaches. And that's the biggest challenge. And one of the things that I've learned is I was a go-it-alone kind of guy. And then finally I said, I wasn't sure what a coach was. So I actually got a coach that helped me start put together a business plan so I can create some online stuff. And then I hired another coach to help me set up my podcast. And it's not so much the technical side. It's more of the how to put it in a way that the audience is going to want to subscribe to it and how to monetize it and how to do all that other stuff. And that's really been working because the other podcast I have, baconpodcast.com, this month has had 2,500 downloads. It's approaching 10,000 downloads in about 6 months, which is pretty good.
Fabulous.
That's pretty good.
And I was just out to your site, baconpodcast.com, and you've redone that site, so it makes it much easier for people. And it looks fabulous. I mean, and I know that you worked really, really hard on this because you're always about 2 years ahead of me. And so the rest of us just keep trying to catch up with you. But,
you constantly got to tweak, and that's the thing. And
I know.
The tweaking on this was, it was getting, slow on the server that I was on because I was adding so much content to it. So I actually went and got a new hosting company it's optimized for WordPress and then as I go along, I'm learning how to make this go faster and better and all these other things. And one of the things that I do is I set up a reminder every Saturday. It says update website. And I got 22 of them, so I get to pick and choose. And this one was
22 websites?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're niche. I have social media for professors.
Oh, my gosh.
Social media for realtors, social media for, all different kinds of stuff. So, I've got very niched sites. So every weekend I take one and I modify it in one way, shape, or form.
Uh-huh.
So that was this week's project. But one of the things that, I also learned, and I've got actually a new coach that's helped me work on my sales funnel. Now I've got, I'm so now embedded with working with coaches because they really help you progress a lot faster. Would you agree?
Right.
You got a coach, right?
I have a coach, yes, and I agree. I agree. They do. They, solopreneurs or entrepreneurs, we're used to holding other people accountable or vendors or whatever accountable, but, you know, it's difficult for us to reach out and ask for help and then to be held accountable.
Right.
And it's really refreshing when you realize that, you know, it isn't rocket science, but it is difficult when you're doing everything yourself. So to have
right.
somebody, you know, be on your side and help you work through issues and projects that you want to get done that you just don't feel like they're that important, and then your coach comes along and says, well, you know, what happens if you don't do this, and how much money
right.
are you losing, helps
right.
a lot.
Yep, it does help a lot. Speaking of coaches, our guest, Deborah.
Yes.
Hey, Deborah, how are you?
Good morning, Brian and Jan.
Good morning.
I'm
how
doing
are you doing?
Well, thank you. Great, great. Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you're a coach, and let's start off talking about your book. Tell us about Get Off the Sidelines and Into the Game. What's that all about?
Okay, Brian, yes, Get Off the Sidelines and Into the Game. It's a compilation of quotes, actually over 700 quotes, that I have arranged in a specific order from topics that fall under the category of success, to pregame, game time, postgame, overtime, and then I have a section on the need for a coach. The rationale behind, or the incentive, motivation, inspiration for doing this is I have been interested in personal growth and have been collecting quotes from as early as age 13, 14 years old. And so that was just kind of a natural for me in terms of creating a book that had actionable inspiration in it, as someone once described it. So it's just, I can't begin to describe how wonderful I think it is. It is packed with some very, very well thought out inspirational quotes by a host of people. And Get Off the Sidelines and Into the Game. It's part of transitioning in our many, many aspects of our lives, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about, so you've got this book, you're getting into coaching. What kind of people do you work with? How do you help them? You know, what's your game plan when you get together with somebody, and what do you help them do?
Okay, Brian, I created a four-step game plan, and
mm-hmm.
I've been coaching for 10 years, but like you, I'm going through a significant change, too, just in terms of rebranding and learning the marketing and social media aspect of it. So I've been working with a host of people for several years, and even when I was working in public education as a special education administrator, I still felt like you, I was doing teaching and I was doing coaching as I worked with parents and staff, other teachers, students, that type of thing. The individuals I work with now, I'm looking at, I love excellence. I love maximizing people's talents and their strengths and allowing them to utilize those strengths to become a better person, to excel in the area, whatever that area of life might be for them. And part of the game plan is, number one, just getting up and getting off the sidelines. You have to get into the game and make that choice. And determining what's your vision, what are your dreams, what are your goals, getting a better understanding of who you are and getting some of those obstacles out of the way. The quotes that are in my pregame, a lot of those quotes deal with various aspects of life in terms of getting obstacles and schmutz out of our way, challenges, complaining, working with difficult people, making mistakes, letting go, being able to forgive. And then we want to look at our strengths. So assessing our current situation, there are a host of ways of doing this. There are formal and informal ways. You know, I believe in StrengthsFinder. I love utilizing StrengthsFinder, developed by the Gallup organization. But there's
mm-hmm.
the DISC profile. There's Myers-Briggs. We're familiar with many of those. But we can do that informally, too, in determining what our current situation is. determining our strengths and aligning those strengths with who it is that we really are and truly are, and then looking at whether those strengths and whether our actions are in alignment and in coherence with our goals and what it is that we want to do. But we also want to maximize what kind of meaning does our life have? You know, what does that experience look like for us? How do we maximize that? I love metaphors. I utilize metaphors a lot in my work. And we want to master specific types of skills and gain more knowledge in this process too. And then we want to become more fully engaged in our lives. We want to examine our life. What is it that we need to do to create more energy for ourselves, to create that forward momentum that I talked about? And striving for excellence. What does excellence look like for you? What is success? How do you determine and define success for you? And building enthusiasm for that. That's the outline, the basic outline. And depending upon where the person is and where it is they want to go, that's part of the initial conversation. Kind of depends on what that game plan looks like for that individual and where we go with it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Jan, so that, you got any questions?
Well, I was just going to say, I think the most powerful thing that you just said was, what does success look like for you? Because
yes.
When you ask somebody that question directly, their first, at least my experience has been, their first thought is what they've been taught about success. But if you really ask them again, what does success look like to you, so that it's more of a personal, it seems to change. Do you find that to be true?
Yes, Jan, I fully agree. I think we grow up with this idea that success means, I mean, an easy thought, lots of money, that
mm-hmm.
we gain some kind of credibility and social status, and we have a lot of money. And that isn't, you know, I've learned that a lot of people who have a lot of money aren't necessarily the most happiest people walking on the face
right.
of the earth. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, determining what it is for us, it's very, very different depending on who we are and what's
mm-hmm.
important to us in our lives. So,
mm-hmm. It's always interesting to help people liberate themselves, too, so that they really get to that core, because once they do, I think it's, it moves you even more to do whatever it is that is core and, you know, part of your passion.
Yes, who it is that I came here to be. You know, Jim
yeah.
Rohn says, success is doing ordinary things extraordinarily well.
Mm-hmm.
So whether I've chosen to be a housewife and stay home and raise children, or whether I've determined that being a corporate executive or anything else in between, as long as I'm doing that extraordinarily well, that is success.
Right.
I love what he says about that.
Yeah.
I do too. And I think your best tip was that getting rid of schmutz. I thought that was fabulous.
Yeah. You know, I love focusing on our strengths, but that doesn't mean that there aren't some skills that we need to develop and some things we need to get out of our way. And before we can really get into the game and be successful, you do have to get some of those obstacles out of the way and
mm-hmm.
learn how to deal with setbacks and failure and how do you learn to live with fear and complaining. We've got to release complaining and get it out of our lives and the negativity. And I don't know about you, I've worked with some difficult people. However, I had to learn how to work with them despite the fact that we had a difficult relationship. And
mm-hmm.
because we're going to be in circumstances and in places and in our work where we're going to work with difficult people. For me, I've recognized being able to let go of perfection. I was such a perfectionist when I was younger, and I've learned over time that good enough is, I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be perfect in some areas, or at least strive for that and strive for a sense of excellence, but sometimes good enough is a much better way to be productive. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I know when I used to work for a large bank in here in the United States, and we always used to say it's good enough for bank work because it was like, you know, they could spend forever trying to make procedures exactly right or, you know, a presentation perfect. But it's like, no, you know, this is good enough for bank work. We're just going to do this. So
yeah,
that's
excellent.
That really does. The perfection part, I think, is really important, too, because we can overthink, and I know that's one of my challenges, is overthinking, you know, and you can live in your head. I mean, you really can.
I spend tons of time thinking about my overthinking.
Right. Just like, okay, stop. Stop.
Yes, exactly.
You know, just go do it. You know, you have
exactly.
an idea. And I know that the biggest thing is that people are going to say no. I mean, I've been in sales my whole life, and so, you know, one of your biggest fears is people are going to say no, and you know inherently as a salesperson you're going to get 5,000 no's before you get a yes, so just go do it. I mean, you always learn something when people say no. So
when you're not asking and you're not putting yourself in that arena, isn't that's an automatic no right there.
Yeah,
so
it is.
So you're right.
It is.
It's important to take the action, experience the failure. That's what, again, with the quotes, what
mm-hmm.
inspires
mm-hmm.
me is looking at the stories
mm-hmm.
of those who I perceive to be great and famous people, and
uh-huh.
all of them have overcome major obstacles and major challenges in their lives, and they never gave up. It was that
right.
forward thinking.
Right.
And that's part of that for my life transition now, having
mm-hmm.
moved out of being in public education for over 30 years and now being an entrepreneur, that was a huge challenge for me, was just that forward thinking and not giving
right.
up, despite
right.
the fact that I do experience some failure in this entrepreneurial world. That's part
yeah.
of the game. That is part of this game,
is.
You know.
And mm-hmm. I don't think we're really taught that failure is part of the learning process, and that if you have, it's like Edison, you know, Edison tried everything. I mean, he was into
yes.
so many things, and he hung on to so many things for years that were not productive, and it was just,
yes.
it's really interesting to read about those people, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. He's just one of many.
Right.
Had he given up, I mean, imagine. So,
well, yeah,
those stories are
it.
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah, those stories are just very inspiring, and I think
yeah.
what helps support us and help us move forward.
Because the people
yeah,
who are
coming
really,
from a
really
place of, I was going to say that coming from a place of strength, I think, is something that a lot of people struggle with. For example, you know, they don't want to boast, they don't want to brag, they don't want to feel, you know, they've been taught not to be proud of themselves, even though they do it on the inside but not on the outside. And that's
mm-hmm.
part of developing that personal brand, is understanding where that line falls. You know, it's just like, you have to be able to promote yourself, you have to sell yourself, whether you're going to find a job or running your own business, it's all about self-promotion.
Yeah.
And I've learned, in the long run, there is no such thing as shameless self-promotion. It just doesn't exist. But it's really, you know, it's having the confidence or understanding at least that this is what I need to do in order to sell my product, sell myself, get that job, whatever it is. Would you agree?
Right. You know, Brian, I think that the distinction I make is, am I coming from a place of ego and self-service? Or am I looking at myself in terms of what it is that I have to offer and what it is that I have to give that is of value to others, and then putting myself out there to provide that service? I mean, you have to put yourself out there as an entrepreneur to let people know what it is that you have to give that provides value for them in their lives. And
mm-hmm.
as we work with as coaches, we want to support other people. And finding our niche and finding people that we can work well with and that we can provide, you know, an excellent service for is important. So I think there's a difference between am I coming from a place of ego and self-service versus wanting to serve others and provide them with value. And in order to find those people, you do have to put yourself out there. And part of putting ourselves out there is experiencing that failure and just continuing to have, you know, a mindset that continues to make us move forward
mm-hmm.
in this work that we do. So,
yes, and not getting, you know, when we don't get, I always find that, you know, we have these expectations and we want to meet these goals. And if you're really open to every experience, you will learn so much more than you thought you would. And your business will be even more successful than you ever thought it could be if you accept help and embrace kind of the mistakes that you make. You'll just keep moving forward.
Yes, I think that's true with any life transition that we go through is embracing whatever's occurring in the moment, because sometimes it can be very, very uncomfortable and it may not look very pretty. But if we can come from a place of gratitude and knowing that this opportunity is going to provide us with some type
right.
of lesson, some experience and development of a skill set that we're going to need as we grow on this path, you know, to whatever it is that we've chosen to do. So, so very important.
Yes. Yes.
All those opportunities are a time to grow and develop new patterns or habits. And always coming from a place of gratitude and finding the blessings in the lessons. Again, it may not be uncomfortable. One of my favorite sayings and transitions that I had to make was just learning to be comfortable with my uncomfortableness. And that was extremely difficult. It had to become my mantra for a very, very long time. And it's still not always, I'm still not always comfortable with the uncomfortableness. But I'm in a much better place than what I may have been, you know, several years ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, we know the answer to this, I think, but I just wanted to ask you for our audience. How does somebody get to a point where they know that they need a coach?
Oh, Brian, I'm so glad that you had asked that. You and I both agree that people who want to excel, move forward with a vision, really can benefit from the support of a coach. And we also both agree that having a mentor and being part of a mastermind is so critically important. I think with the coach, it's important to have somebody who supports us. And it's you and I have both, we've seen the articles and the stories about a coach doesn't walk behind us and push us or in front of us and pull us. It's somebody that's walking beside us. But it gives us a different perspective. A lot of times we consult with our friends and family. And one of the drawbacks in that is that we can collude and collaborate with those people in a way that may not be beneficial. Sometimes we need to hear things from our coach that we may not want to hear, but just getting that different perspective from somebody who comes from a very neutral place, who is a good listener for us, is so vitally important. And you, as you had stated earlier in the program, it propels us forward at a much more rapid rate than if we were choosing to do this on our own. So helping to get the clarity about our vision, our purpose, our goals, providing the support. Our coach may be an accountability person. A coach can also help teach us. They just provide a host of different types of things for us as we want to move forward in our lives, helping us create the plan and what works best for us, utilizing our strengths and our skill sets.
Yeah, and I think part of it is also finding a coach that has had success in the direction that you want to go. You want to find somebody who's, you know, been there, done that, and understands, you know, what success looks like. Because a lot of times, you know, we don't know. You know, we think we know, but
yes.
we really need somebody who can better define that for us, right?
You know, the field of coaching is so expansive, and we have I work with a business coach. My coach is a marketing guy because that is the area that I knew nothing about. When I've had my coaching business for 10 years, but I was also, you know, I was working a day job, and marketing was not something that was, it wasn't that important at that time. I could get referrals from friends or family, and it was working. Now that doesn't work for me. So
mm-hmm.
having a coach that can, number one, teach me these skills and then hold me accountable and somebody that I can check in with is so important. And also the mastermind group. I mean, John and I, my husband and I both belong to a mastermind program, and I believe you do too. But having a host of other people to bounce ideas off of and hold us accountable. I love the quote, and I'm not sure who's credited with this, but just knowing that if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Right,
and
yeah.
that was so important for me. I've been in an mm-hmm. arena where I was the smartest person in the room, and I needed to be in a room with a lot of people who are a lot smarter than I am. So working with that, the mastermind group is so vital
mm-hmm.
to me and what it is that I'm doing. And having a mentor, somebody
mm-hmm.
who's already done it, they've had the experience, the expertise, and somebody that we can check in with that sometimes they can collude with us, and yet they're going to say, no, 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 this is the way you
yeah.
need to do it. And yeah, it's
yeah.
very important. But it
so
can
Deborah,
propel
if,
us.
Mm-hmm.
It can propel us forward if that's what I wanted to do, and I think that's what you're wanting to do too. I just want to be of service now,
and
not spend years and years trying to put this all together. I wanted to be able to put myself in a position where I could be of service as soon as possible for other people in the best way possible, and I don't want to have to spend a lot of time thinking about the things I'm not good at. I want to create this environment utilizing my coach and my mastermind members and my mentor to get this environment set up for myself so I can be in a space to provide service for others.
That's awesome. So, Deborah, if people wanted to get a hold of you or get your book, what's the best way for them to do that?
The book can be found on Amazon. And it's also on my website, which is www.mycoachdeborah.com. And my phone number is 630-770-5747.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. So.
Yes,
well,
thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much, Jan and Brian.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
Yep. Yeah, so we got about
really?
A minute here, and just any closing thoughts?
Okay, just the closing thought is it is raining like mad here in beautiful Naperville. It is just
mm-hmm.
pouring. So this is a wonderful holiday that we have.
Yes.
And it's the American way, and we want
mm-hmm.
to thank everyone who has served our country and their families.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a great day to remember, and well, I hope you all have an excellent holiday today, and looking forward to next week for another outstanding guest. So, Jan, you know, have yourself an awesome rest of
thank
Memorial
you.
Day, and I'm going to do the same.
I will. Thanks. Bye, Brian. Bye, everybody.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, that's today's BLT, Business, Life, Transitions. You can contact Brian at bbasilico@me.com and Jan at jan.highgainco@gmail.com. Join us again next week for some more great insight about your business, your life, and your transitions. Until next time, thanks for tuning in.